This is St. Louis Public Radio. Prison is supposed to be a carefully controlled environment where everything is screened before it comes inside. And yet, there have been more than 400 drug overdoses in Missouri prisons in the last 2 years. As St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon reports, employees say internal corruption is part of the problem. She started by talking with the daughter of one inmate who overdosed.
Destiny Hudson has stacks of letters from her dad. The 25-year-old has been collecting them for almost her entire life. Pages and pages of neat cursive with hand-drawn animals in the margins.
At the beginning of every, letter, how my baby girl doing, and then, you know, I miss you, I can't wait to come home, take care of your mother.
They often talked on the phone, and sometimes she'd sing his favorite songs. He remembered the names of her friends, and when Hudson had a rough day at school, he was there to listen.
He was just interested in me, wanted to know how I was, and what I didn't know, what I liked. He was very invested.
But those letters and phone calls stopped coming last year after her dad, Donald Hudson, died of a drug overdose at Missouri Eastern Correctional Center in Pacific. He's one of more than 430 inmates who have overdosed in Missouri prisons in the last 2 years. At least 5 inmates have died after taking substances like heroin and fentanyl. Jacob Riley worked as a corrections officer in the prison where Hudson died for about 7 years. And in that time, he says he personally saw at least 8 inmates overdose.
It's certainly a little scary to see somebody dying in front of you. It's going to be a little disturbing to see somebody with a super purple face whose tongue is hanging out of his mouth, breathing like it sounds like he's trying to breathe through a wet paper bag, you know?
Drugs can get inside prisons through different routes. Visitors, mail, even by drone. But there's another way. Corrupt staff. I spoke with 7 former and current Missouri Department of Corrections employees for this story, who all said that staff members are smuggling drugs into the prisons and selling them, often with no legal consequences. When an employee is caught bringing in contraband at Missouri Eastern Correctional Center, Riley says that person is brought to the warden's office and asked to resign.
We call it getting walked out. If you leave now, you know, you're not going to get your unemployment, obviously, but, you know, you get to leave. No muss, no fuss, no paper trail.
A current employee said staff members are rarely prosecuted for bringing in drugs because the DOC doesn't want the publicity. We're not using the employee's name to protect their job. They cited several examples of staff, such as kitchen and maintenance workers, who brought contraband inside the prison in Pacific, including an employee caught smoking marijuana with inmates earlier this year. The question is, why are prison staff risking their jobs to sell drugs to inmates? Bill Schmutz worked in corrections for more than 30 years. The retired deputy warden of Algoa Correctional Center in Jefferson City says a big part of the problem is low pay. Missouri corrections officers are the second lowest paid in the nation, making just over $31,000 per year.
The low pay definitely contributes to it, makes a person more susceptible.
The state approved a 3% pay increase for prison employees this year, which is set to go into effect in January. Schmutz, who speaks on behalf of the Missouri Corrections Officers Association, says that's a step in the right direction, but there's more to this problem than money. 5 years ago, the DOC lowered the hiring age for officers from 21 years old to 19. Schmutz says these young hires are particularly vulnerable to being manipulated by inmates.
Starts off small, you break a little rule, bringing cigarettes in, now they got the hook in you. Now it's bring drugs in, bring cell phones in. Put a young person in there with limited life skills, life experience, it's just like leading sheep to the wolves.
At least one officer, Barbara Ward, was arrested in 2017 for trying to smuggle heroin and methamphetamine into Moberly Correctional Center and was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Still, it's unclear how the DOC is dealing specifically with the issue of staff bringing drugs into prisons. DOC officials declined multiple interview requests for this story. But in an email, spokesperson Karen Pojman said, quote, "We don't have definitive data on how contraband enters prisons, because sometimes we don't discover the contraband until it's already inside." We went to Governor Parson, whose office ultimately oversees the DOC. After a period of 3 weeks, his spokesperson also declined to speak with us. David Cloud is with the Vera Institute of Justice, a nonprofit that studies U.S. prisons. He says there's often a lack of transparency when it comes to how drugs get inside prisons, but that across the country, staff are frequently caught with contraband.
I would hedge my bets that, you know, in most places, that's probably one, if not the main route the drugs get in.
We don't know if that's how Donald Hudson was able to get drugs inside the Pacific prison. Nearly a year after his death, his daughter Destiny is still grieving. She spent years planning for his release, listening to him say the same words over and over.
And he just told me, it's okay, just be strong, I'll be home soon.
Now she's grappling with the fact that he's not coming home and that he never will. I'm Shayla Farzan, St. Louis Public Radio.